Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. I will talk about who I think will win the NBA Finals, and I will also talk about a little bit of sports betting as well. And I'll probably dive into baseball a little bit, since that will be the only American sport that's going to be active between, football coming up and hockey coming to an end and basketball coming to an end real soon. But enjoy the show, guys. All right, guys, the Vincent Moreland Show is here. We're going to have some fun today. Well, maybe not as much fun as the Phoenix Suns are having right now. Well, they're only up by 8 at the half. So I have the Suns winning this series in 6 games. I don't have them Suns in fall, unfortunately. If they won in 4, I wouldn't really care. When the Heat lost, I was like, damn. Like, I don't really have much to look forward to now. And then LeBron lost. I'm not a Lakers fan by any means, but, I'd like to see LeBron catch up to Jordan. And then when the Nets lost, I was, not disappointed, but, I kind of wanted to see the Nets make it to the finals. I wanted to see Harden get a ring, man. I like Harden. He's my favorite player to use in NBA 2K. But I like seeing the Suns in there. I love that team. I would love to see Maryland alum Jalen Smith get a ring in his rookie year, even though he doesn't contribute. But, I mean, it's hard to play behind guys like DeAndre Ayton and Jay Crowder. So, hopefully in the future, if one of those guys leaves, which I don't think they would expect Ayton leave, but if Crowder left or Sarge left, maybe Jalen Smith can get an opportunity to show his skills and do what he did at Maryland in the NBA. It's hard to transition from college to the NBA. That's how you know I'm ready for football. But so far, Kevin Huerter has done it. You've seen him do it. Alex Len, he's still in the league. So Jake Layman, he did his thing for a little bit. Not really sure what his situation is right now. I got the Suns winning in 6. I do have the Suns winning in game 1 as well before the game started. I know by the time most of you listen to this, there will be an end result to this game. But yeah. I got Suns in 6. I just want to talk about some sports bets I made over the weekend. I'm actually very, very disappointed. So I bet some money. I'm not going to say how much. It wasn't a lot, but it was what I had left over, so it wasn't much. But I had a 5-pick parlay where I had the Dodgers, Astros, Giants, Angels, and Cardinals winning. 4 of those 5 picks hit. And this was on Saturday. July 3rd. The only one that didn't go through on that parlay was the Cardinals money line. They lost 3-2 to the Rockies. The Rockies. They suck. I probably shouldn't have put them on that parlay. I should have put the Brewers instead, who won 11-1. But, hey, shit happens. Stuff happens. Then I did a parlay with the under, Padres and Phillies, because it was a pretty good pitching matchup. I had the under for the Red Sox and Athletics. They were under 9 runs in 8 innings played, but they were at 7 runs at one point. And then Boston tied it up in the 8th inning, or the Athletics tied it up in the 8th inning. Then it became 4-4. Then they went to extra innings, and then they just scored a bunch of runs there because they had that stupid rule, second base rule, where there's an extra runner on second base at the start of extra innings because they want to get the game done faster. It's so stupid. Then I had the under for the Marlins and Braves because another good pitching matchup. So, I thought I knew what I was doing there. I only got 2 out of 3 right on that one. Then I had the Bucks money line, the Tampa Bay Lightning money line, and the LA Angels money line. I bet the Angels because they played the Orioles, and the Orioles just aren't good. It was easy to pick them. The Bucks money line, I like them. I thought they were better than the Hawks, even when Giannis was out. I thought the Bucks had all the momentum in the world. And even with Trae Young, who did end up playing, he was not 100% by any means. He had a bad game. Tampa Bay Lightning money line, I thought that was, you know, kind of a shoe-in, considering they won by over two goals. By two goals or more, they won 5-1. They've won 3-1. They've won 6-3. So, like, they've covered in each game. And this time, when I actually bet on them, they couldn't even win. They couldn't even, not only did they not cover, but they couldn't win. Like, it was very, very, very disappointing. And it seems like every time I bet on the Tampa Bay Lightning, they always lose. And I bet on them against sorry teams, like when they played the Red Wings or when they played the Sabres, you know, teams that weren't good this year. You know, they couldn't cover, like, the 1.5 spread. They may have won by one, or they may have even lost the game. So very disappointed in them. And then the last parlay that I did, where I only had one outcome wrong, it was the over for the White Sox and Tigers, over for the Brewers and Pirates, over for the Giants and Diamondbacks, and the over for the Orioles and Angels. So the Orioles only gave up 4 runs, and they only scored 1 run. So, yeah, some bad parlays. Like, I was off by, like, 1 in 4 different parlays. So it's very disappointing. I probably will not be sports betting again until September when football season starts. That's heartbreaking, man. I didn't even know I lost all those parlays. There's another parlay that I lost where I had the over for the Lightning and the Canadians, but they only pushed because the over-under was 5 and they got exactly 5 together. I don't know. I like the way the Lightning dominated, but it's just every time I bet on them, they always find a way to lose, especially in games that they're supposed to win. So very disappointed in them. Because of that, I hope they lose the rest of the games in this series, and I hope Montreal comes back from 4-0 or from 3-0. Honestly, the Canadians have no business being there. The Toronto Maple Leafs should have won that series. I don't know how the Golden Knights lost to them, to the Canadians. That should have been, in my opinion, an easy win, easy winning series. As Giannis Antetokounmpo hits a 3, it's 59-52 now. Paul dribbles it out, gives it to Booker. Booker finds a way in the paint. Crowder takes a dribble, and he cannot hit the shot. Giannis Antetokounmpo grabs the rebound. Coast to coast. Looks like it was going to be offensive foul. Pass the middle to Tucker in the corner. Off the mark. Crowder gets the rebound. Passes it to Mikal Bridges. Passes it to Booker. Booker passes it to Paul. Paul directing traffic to Crowder. Oh, Chris Paul is being guarded by Brook Lopez right now. Oh, passes it to Bridges. Bridges is in the corner, being guarded by Middleton. Back to Paul, 3 seconds to shoot. Step back for 3. Bang! Chris Paul. Oh, my God, it was a 4-point play. Oh, my goodness. Brook Lopez just fouled Chris Paul on a 3-point attempt, and Paul made it. Wow. Wow, wow. Let's see if Paul can hit the free throw after. But yeah, that's how I feel about this weekend in sports betting. I'm going to talk about the whole Rachel Nichols, Maria Taylor thing as well. I'll do that in my next segment, though. Okay, so I don't know if you're aware of this, but Jalen Rose's daughter, I don't even remember her name. I just know it was Jalen Rose's daughter, Mariah Rose, excuse me, made a TikTok that went viral. And it's actually very interesting because she brought up information that I had completely no clue about. So, as we all know, Rachel Nichols, famous reporter and television host for ESPN, said some interesting comments about Maria Taylor hosting, who is a black woman, Maria Taylor hosting the NBA Finals. And basically what she was saying was that ESPN felt the need to have a black woman host it because of the Black Lives Matter situation that was going on last summer. I had no idea about that until like a video, an audio recording of Nichols's comment
comments about that were leaked, and it was eventually heard around the world. And it's crazy how like this happened all last year, and we're just now finding out about it. And if it wasn't for Mariah Rose bringing this attention to it, I probably would have known about it, and I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't have either. I probably would have found out one way or another, but I never heard about that, you know. And I would always see tweets that kind of surrounded Nichols and other people that have commented about her comments, and I was like, what are they talking about? And then I finally see the video, and then I dig some like deep in, or I did some digging and got like deep into it to learn more about like what Nichols has said. And by no means do I think Rachel Nichols is a racist, but her saying that at ESPN had a black woman host it, the NBA Finals, because of the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, the quote-unquote diversity issue that ESPN had, may have been a bit of a reach, but not the wisest thing to say. Even if that's how you feel, you gotta kind of keep it to yourself, but, you know, kind of, you know, realize that maybe Maria was maybe more deserving to host it. And, you know, Nichols, she's not even being a sideline reporter for the NBA Finals. They have, my goodness, I can't think of her name right now. I think I know her name. Yeah, Malika Andrews, yeah. So she's going to be the sideline reporter, while Maria Taylor is going to be, like, the female host for the NBA Finals, along with, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski, Jalen Rose, and Jay Williams. By the way, Maria Taylor, really good tonight. It's kind of crazy because yesterday, Rachel Nichols said, see you in Phoenix. And now, like, she won't even be, like, on air for anything involving that. At least at the finals, she'll still host the jump. But, like, it's crazy, man. Like, it's very interesting to see how, like, a turn of events that occurred, man. Like, you gotta be really careful with what you say to people, and if you can trust people. Somehow, some way, Rachel Nichols was heard by a lot of her colleagues. If you guys want me to play the audio, I can. My apologies for that. But as I was saying, if you guys want me to play the audio, or if you want me to send you a link to the audio, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to do so, so you guys can hear the full comments of what Rachel Nichols said and not me just paraphrasing like what she said. But yeah, that'll do it for the Vincent Moreland Show, Moreland More Sports. I'm hoping to get Thomas Tyree on here, one of the hosts of On the Hop podcast, another sports podcast in the DMV area, so more specifically Maryland. I'd love to do a collab with him and other co-hosts that he has on there. So, you know, tune into that. Thank you guys for listening.